one shot at a time.
Welcome back to the Enjoy the Walk podcast, ladies and gentlemen. First off, I want to remind you and maybe, you know, grace your guys' presence with our giveaway. You know, we mentioned it, we aforementioned it beforehand in the past episode, but, you know, just super pumped to be able to have this platform now to pair up with Squares Golf and do a little giveaway for this 50th episode, Dante. 5-0. We're over the hill, buddy.
Dude, it's pretty crazy. Just to go back, what, maybe less than 6 months or six, maybe less than 8 months or whatever, and just think about where the talk between us, just messaging back and forth and saying, let's do this. And, you know, 50 episodes in, and the amount of people we've reached out to, the amount of connections that we made, it's truly a blessing.
I tell you what, man, awesome. You want to take a trip down memory lane real quick? I'm going to do it. Okay. You know, we talked in December, right? Like, hey, you know, I had the idea of the Enjoy the Walk brand, but I said, you know, it needs to be more than just t-shirts. You know, you want to shoot the shit about golf with me? And you said, hell yeah. Without reservation. And it led us to go and
send me I said, what's the brand? And you're like, Enjoy the Walk. And that immediately hit me and meant way more than just it being golf, because obviously, you know, life's a journey. Golf is the game of life. I mean, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, I think, really. You know, the thing that I think might have convinced you more than everything was our Walker's Creed. When I sent you our Walker's Creed, and just the kind of ethos of what I felt like the brand was going to be, you were in, and it's been pretty cool, man, to kind of look about, you know, just two buddies shooting a shit saying, hey, you know, what could be, and then to see it, you know, like you said, not even 6 months, 7 months later, being the following we have, and, you know, just everyone who's interacted with us along the way. We've had Ryder Cup legends, Chip Beck on the show. We've talked to, you know, kind of the leading brands in the industry, Next Belt. We've talked to Stance Golf. We've talked to Pitch Fix. You know, we talked to Walker Trolleys most recently. You know, we've had such a welcoming of kind of, here's our industry, welcome to the party, per se, that it's been so great. And we're so gracious. I would say we're so gracious of everyone who's kind of welcomed us to the show for the most part.
Yeah. It's wild. I mean, we've talked to PGA instructors that we met down, Erica Larkin down in, I don't know, Orlando for maybe 10 minutes and brought her on the show to get a little bit more of her story. We had a lot of people up and coming trying to grow their brand. I mean, you know, you have caddies down in Pinehurst, you got Bagger, we have, you know, girls trying to make it onto LPGA, Tiffany Nichols. I mean, you have, you know, that's who we want to hear from. That's, you know, it's this Enjoy the Walk mentality that we have come up with and try and push, and, you know, want to hear the stories of others and their journey into the game of golf and what they're trying to do with their brand, their presence, and see what they're trying to make out of it on their journey of the game of life, golf.
I mean, I think that's why you name it. That's why we also kind of found such a passion in it so quickly, was because, you know, we set out when we first started doing this to seek out those that love the game, that made a career of the game of golf. That's what we sought out to do. We wanted to find those passionate people, tell their stories, because we knew they were out there and we knew they were kind of under the rug, per se. We knew they were, you know, not the headline news. Your club professional, your head greenskeeper, your teaching pro, your person that's, whether it's men or female in the industry, that are out there grinding on the Symetra Tour, the Korn Ferry Tour. We wanted their stories. We wanted the rawness of this industry to start shedding light on how great it is that people have the passion for the game. And I think, you know, we've only cracked the surface. 50 episodes in, it's a cool little milestone, but we've definitely only cracked the surface.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, excited to bring on even more guests and hear their story, because there are so many people out there that are, they're on the stepping stone into the game of golf, and they are just grinding out there to make their name and find their passion and take their passion for golf and make it something, make it a career, whether it's developing a brand, developing some type of product, or being a teaching professional or even a playing professional. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what's so great about it, and what golf brings everybody, is just the fact that, you know, you're in it and you want to put everything and put your heart and soul into it. And you're really seeing these people, they're grinding any possibility that they can to get themselves in this industry of golf and making something of it.
It's so cool, man. And like you just said, it's the people that are out there in the day to day, and the people that like, just know that they've gotten into an industry, whether they've kind of stumbled into it, or, you know, even like Jeff Wibben, who went to school for professional golf management and found his own way, you know, kind of outside of, you know, being a head pro at some course. Even though, I mean, Jeff, I love you, buddy, but you left Pebble Beach. We're going to have a conversation about that another time, another day. But, you know, it's been so great to see the folks that love the game as much as we do. I think sometimes, you know, people are like, man, I'm crazy about this game, but am I too crazy? Like, is it crazy to love a game this much? And I think what we try and do, and I think what we've been able to do, is tell people, no, maybe you weren't crazy enough. Like, there's people out there that are just so crazy for this stupid little white ball that they chase careers after it. They put a passion toward it, and they put all things in life aside to play golf for a living. And that's what's just so great. That's what I love about doing this. I look forward to these podcasts. I look forward to doing them. I look forward to hearing people's stories. And I know you do too. It's a highlight of our week just to hear the stories, let alone put them out to everybody else.
Half the time I'm just sitting here just listening, you know. And if you guys see, I mean, most of the time you guys are listening, but if you guys happen to come across the YouTube and actually, you know, our faces are on it, the video aspect of it is there, you know, we're just half the time, you know, my jaw's hitting the floor and I'm just have facial expressions of just absolute awe, just because there's so much that you learn from these stories that of the people that we bring on. And there's also so much that you can relate to. And it's wild to see how, you know, point taken is like Erica Larkin. She played golf, was introduced to it young, but never necessarily really went full, like, was like, this is the path I'm going down. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she went to school, got, you know, a business degree and then so forth, and then ended up falling into the golf industry. It's just stuff like that. Like, that's me here. I mean, personally, yeah. I mean, you too. I mean, you've played golf like your entire life, but like me, I came into it way later in the game or in age. So, you know, I went, played lacrosse, got high school and college, played or got a business degree. And here I am talking
golf. It's crazy, man. It's so cool. Blessed to be able to be in the position we're in, to kind of just, you know, be privileged to these stories before everyone else hears them. But then just to, you know, interact with everyone who's followed us so far. We went from zero followers to, you know, just close to 1,500 on Instagram and, you know, pretty close to that every week. So it's just awesome to know people also enjoy the stories that we enjoy. Because I know, like you just said, sometimes we just sit back and like are dumbfounded by how great these stories are and are just blessed to do so. So, you know, like I said earlier, guys, we're doing an awesome giveaway to celebrate those 50 episodes, the people we've brought on, the people, you know, that have graced us with their presence with Squares Golf. If you guys go to our Instagram, we posted on Wednesday the post that is, you know, kind of all encompassing of that giveaway. We're doing a free pair of shoes, the shoe bag, some socks, and a hat from Squares Golf. Complimentary on us, not to mention the stuff you're going to get from us as well. You're getting a nice swag pack from us, some tees, some stickers, some coasters, a hat, and a t-shirt from Enjoy the Walk. We want you repping our stuff while you rep those squares too, guys. So go check it out. What it says is basically, it's pretty simple. You got to be following us and you got to be following Squares Golf. And then all you got to do is tell us where you want to walk 18 holes at. Where's your dream 18 hole walk? And who's your foursome? Can be pros, can be us. I hope it's us. Can be any of your buddies, you know, tag anybody, tag three other guys or girls, men, women, you know, whatever you identify as. Tag your dog. I don't care if your dog's got an Instagram page. Tag your dog if you want him walking along. Doesn't matter to us. Just tag three others and tell us who you want to be walking that walk with. And, you know, that'll get you entered. And we'll pick that guys a week from our 50th episode.
So where are you walking? Where's your...
Oh, buddy. I'm glad you asked.
Let me hear your picks.
All right. So here's... So people might say, well, how can you not pick Pebble? Because Pebble's been a fan favorite already in some of the intro, in some of the entries we've had. And I'll say because I've already walked it. So it's off the list. So my next is St. Andrews. I got to go to the home of golf. I simply have to. Now my four. And I mean, no offense to this, Dante, but you're not on it.
I don't care.
All right, so it's my dad. My dad is my number one. My dad is my end all be all number one partner in St. Andrews. It's been a kind of, you know, goal of ours since he taught me the game to go to the home of golf. So he's my number two, and then number three would have to be, and I know he's old and I know he's getting up there, but I gotta golf with the Great Bear. I gotta golf with Jack Nicklaus. And I think my fourth, and this is gonna surprise some people, because you know, people see that little Tiger Woods you know, hands up in the air in the YouTube
you're a Tiger fanboy.
I'm a Tiger fanboy, but he's not gonna make the list.
He's not making the cut.
No, sir. And I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why Tiger doesn't make the cut before I tell you who did make the cut for that four spot. Tiger doesn't make the cut only because when I grew up, Tiger was an absolute assassin. He didn't talk to anybody. He talked to nobody. He made no friends. So, like, through my entire childhood, while Tiger was my idol, Tiger wasn't someone I looked up to and said, that's going to be my friend. You know,
I say you're looking for that utmost buddies foursome for your absolute dreamsome on course. You would say this was like your last round you're ever going to play of golf in your life. Like, this is the ultimate round. This is the ultimate course and the ultimate foursome.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
So you're looking for a good time.
Buddies style. Yes. I'm not going for, and I think why I think Jack Nicklaus makes that cut rather than Tiger. I think especially now more in his older age, Jack's a softie. Jack is just kind of that family man. And from what I hear of all the pros talking about him, he's all just like, you know, he's always looking to lend a hand of advice. And I think 18 holes walking around St. Andrews with Jack Nicklaus is more life lessons than I could possibly comprehend.
Okay.
But my fourth, I have to go. And now, you know, this is what it is. It's not grand. It's not fancy. It's not world number one. You know, it's not kind of out of this world. People can be like, man, that's your four. But I'm going to have to go with Eric Grundman. I'm going to have to go with Eric Grundman, my college golf coach. And because I say this, And if you haven't listened to that episode, for our listeners out there, if you haven't listened to that episode with Eric Grundman, Marywood University golf coach from when I was there for 4 years, and he was still there for a couple years after I left, he taught me pretty much how to make the transition from high school and never leaving home into the real world. That guy's like a second father to me. And third of all, he can tell a joke to basically save the world. If there's a time and a place to tell a joke and you need someone to save your life by telling a joke, it's Eric Grundman. So he's going to keep it light out there. He's going to keep it great. And yeah, I just think he's a great walk. So there's my four.
Solid, solid. Can't argue against that.
So now where are you going?
Well, St. Andrews. I'll have to I know you went the Pebble. I haven't been the Pebble, but I just feel the home of golf. You have to go to the home of golf. And I'm going to St. Andrews. And I think this is tough. Obviously the old man. He somehow put a club in my hand. I don't even remember. Don't even remember. Honestly, I don't even remember how I got into golf.
Well, it's funny. We had this conversation earlier today, which I think is so cool. And you know, we've talked about it, you know, kind of your background in lacrosse a little bit and you, but I don't think we've talked about like how you started golf in the background of everything, of just like doing camps when you were younger, kind of having a knowledge of what golf was, but not playing competitively. And then once you got out of college, I know we've talked about that part. That's your story. You know, that's kind of, you know, the all-encompassing how you got into golf.
But I want to get the view from the listeners. We should put up a poll after this release, is because I want to know. So I'm playing with this guy. I at my course, we're playing this Wednesday match. I mean, we can get in that if we want. I mean, it's like, it's always fun. It's a bunch of guys who somehow can get off work very early. We go play around 2:30, 3 o'clock. Usually about minimum of 12 guys. I mean, I'll tell you what, the members of my course, hands down, probably the best guys and membership out there. I mean, obviously this is completely biased because this is the only membership I've ever belonged to, but there's always a game going on. There's game Saturday, Sunday, there's a game Wednesday, there's a game Thursday, and there's a game Friday. I mean, there's games, 5 days out of the week. There's some type of game going on, and you can always find a group of guys to play with and play a game, which is perfect. So the Wednesday game is pretty big. We had about 12, we had about 14 guys today. Get paired up with a member who, you know, I knew of the name, but didn't really ever like play with the guy. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and long story short, he asks, "How long have you been playing golf?" And then to me, I go into this 20-minute spiel about, because I'm confused. Like, well, what? So here's the story. I had a club in my hand since I was 9 years old. I'm now 29. So that's about 20 years. I've known of the game golf. I've had clubs in my hand. And, you know, here we are. But, you know, I just hacked it around here and there in the backyard when I was little. Did a couple camps in my youth here and there, summer camps, group camps. Pretty much that was about it on a lessons aspect. And it was just camps. And then I would just go and play golf with my dad here and there. I mean, it could be once or twice a year, mm-hmm. or it could be once or twice every couple of years. So golf has always been in and around me. It just wasn't full-fledged until about 5 years ago. You know, obviously high school, I've mentioned this multiple times, when I moved into New Jersey, you know, it was around 04-05. Middle school came around, got into youth lacrosse, played high school lacrosse, played college lacrosse, was like a diehard Laxboro pretty much. I get made fun of it all the time. But I was so in love with the game. That's what I played until I came out of college. Mm-hmm. Ended up playing some men's leagues. Really wasn't my thing. Ended up busting my knee. And that's when I decided, hey, I'm going to take golf seriously. What if, like, a light bulb went off in my head? I said, because I was at work with a swollen knee. Pulsing. I had a like a sleeve over it, and I just mm-hmm. felt it pulse for 8 hours. And I looked at myself, I said, I'm never doing this again. That's when I hung up the gloves and called it a day.
And I think it's totally fair to say, like, you didn't start until later, because you truly didn't like focus on the game until later. So like, I don't think anyone in their right mind would say, oh yeah, you started when you were nine. It was like, if you play than 3 times a year, you didn't start. You knew about the game, but you didn't start.
My dad wanted to go play golf and had someone that he said, hey, you want to go play golf? Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll go play golf with you. And that was it. Did I know? I had no rules. Only thing, just playing, you know, just you and your dad. Okay, you threw out of bounds. You just throw one down. Just yep. play it. Don't worry about it. And that was a thing. So I played here and there, youth into, you know, teens. And it wasn't until about like 2015 to where, like, you know, 24, 25. I decided, light bulb went off in my head and said, why don't I pick up the, like, dust off the golf clubs and let me learn this game. Let me learn the swing. Let me learn the rules. Let me learn how to score. Let me learn how to actually play golf rather than just go out and play golf. You know what I mean?
And now Dante hates his life at least twice a week.
Like every couple hours. So I told him this story, and then he looked at me. He goes, well, I didn't need that length of a story. And I was, okay. So then I'm like, are you kidding me, bro?
Yeah.
Like, dude, seriously right now? I was like, and then he goes, I'm just kidding. I was like, no, you're not. Get the hell out of here. I was like, that's bullshit. You did not. All you wanted was a simple question. But to me, it's a complicated answer. So I want to hear from you guys, what is it? Have I only been playing for 5 years or have I been playing for 20?
Well, and that's the thing too, I think is so neat. We've asked every guest we've had on the show how they started, and it's a long freaking answer. It's right. Never simple, which I love, which is the best part about golf.
So I was a little shook when his response. And I just was like, okay, asshole, just sure. Just keep it moving. I'll you know, fake shake your hand on or bump elbows on 18 and then call it a day. I was sitting there like, what the hell? It just confused me, but that's my answer. My answer is complicated.
I get it. I totally get it.
I don't know. And then from your response back, I mean, I won't read it in detail, but from what you said, short answer, 5 years.
Yeah. I was like, you know, if people don't want the novel, 5 years. It's five not years. That complicated. And, you know, but I do have to ask you, I do want the long answer on the last two of your dream foursome at St. Andrews. You and your pops and who else?
Honestly, I was thinking about it when you were explaining yours. And when you said Grundman, that reminded me, and listen, if we can have a fivesome, you're coming. Sorry, you're not on the list. But
hey, I knocked you off real early. There's no hard feelings there.
Dude, you were just like, see ya.
Bye.
I have to give it to Paul and Stan Kenya because those are the guys who brought the game back into me and made me kind of down that path of really wanting to play golf. Because, I mean, there are times they can even tell you where we all had business law together and we're like, yeah, you want to go play golf and skip class? Ah, no, guys. I gotta.
Those are the kind of people you need in your life.
We gotta go to class. Paul's like, come on, buddy. Come on. Nudging me. All right. And I remember the one time you can ask Stan too. And Paul, I guess someone put it on Facebook, and I guess we were friends with the teacher at the time. Probably been Stan because he was actually out of college, and I think he was actually like working there at the time. Our teacher replied back to, he goes, out playing golf or something like that during class time. Our teacher responded back, have fun, boys. Shoot well.
I love it. Absolutely love it. So, I never had those professors in my lifetime. I wish I would have at Marywood, but that's fantastic. So,
I mean, there was a lot of times where we just skipped class and yeah, I'm not telling you this is the way to do it if you're going to college, but hey, we did it. We skipped a lot of classes to go play golf. Paul and Stan, I have to give them, besides my father, just kind of like they're like the two and the three that really kind of got me back into it or kind of just showed me a little bit more to open up the door of like, you know, golf, like this is a lot of fun.
That's so awesome. I think that's, I love that. That's really cool.
That's it. I'm taking my dad, Paul, Stan. Hopping on a plane, we're going home golf.
Well, guys,
and maybe we'll be behind you guys. So it's just a win-win.
One back of one another, you know, group one, group two, right off of St. Andrews. I love it.
Yep.
That'd be beautiful. Guys, we want to know your dream force, and we really do. And even if it's not telling us by entering the giveaway with Squares Golf, just let us know, whether it's a DM, whether it's an email at enjoythewalk19@gmail.com, or interact with us on Instagram at enjoythewalkpod, or Twitter, same thing. Guys, just let us know, where are you going and who's your dream foursome? I think it's so cool because it's so diverse when people start saying their dream foursome. And it's a lot like maybe some of ours that, you know, involves kind of hallmark people within our own lives that introduced us to the game or really, you know, enforce that love of the game to us. And then for, I feel like a lot of people, it's a mother, it's a father that kind of drove that first inspiration to the game right off the bat. You know, it's that initial love for the game that people never forget. So guys, let us know, please. And we'll interact with you. We'll post them, we'll repost them if you let us know, and share it with the world. I think it's so cool. That's part of enjoying the walk, you know. What's your dream enjoy the walk moment? So that's really cool. Guys, if you want to take a minute out of your day today, go check out www.enjoythewalkpod.com. We have all new releases of merchandise, whether it's hats, the Enjoy the Walk golf logo. We have our Sandbagger series out right now, guys. We have our Speakeasy on the Links logo out, guys. We all know what the Speakeasy on the Links logo is all about. Guys, we went through it. We had that moment in time this year where it was, do I go out on the links? Do I get caught on the golf course? It was that speakeasy mentality. Go check it out, guys. We have all new merchandise on there, as well as our sticker packs, as well as our golf tees. We still have some of those in stock, so go get them before they're gone. Just check it out, guys. We love the support and everything that is involved with www.enjoythewalkpod.com. And we just appreciate everything you guys have given to us. And, you know, one small thing we ask for you guys, if you don't go check out our website, share the podcast. Share the podcast with somebody who you think enjoys the game of golf, or who you think just enjoys listening to us shoot the crap about our, you know, about everyone else in the industry. That's how we keep doing this, is you guys sharing the podcast. You guys have been doing a great job of it so far, but we keep asking more because we can, and we will. We love hearing that you guys are sharing it with someone else. So go do that, guys, whether it's on iTunes or Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google or Apple Podcasts. You guys can listen on Amazon Alexa. So guys, just check it out and, do us a favor and share it. So, all right, Dante, we are deep in the grind back on the golf course since all the restrictions lifted. You and I have been playing 18 a day. So I've been getting 36 in a day. It was a hot one on Wednesday.
I got 36 in on Wednesday.
See, I spent the day in the shop getting some work done in my wood shop, but I got an evening nine, and it was still steamy. But
yeah, it was definitely a hot one. It was funny too, because my dad and I played one of our other reciprocal courses, and that was fun. Walked for some, and he discussed it too. It's pretty hilly. It's actually kind of a tough walk. And we question ourselves, why are we walking this golf course? And listen, I get ridiculed a lot sometimes too. They're like, you better be walking because you're enjoying the walk. Listen, there are some courses out there where you just have to take a cart.
Okay, so I'm gonna stop you right there. What's the degree? Like, what does it have to be over for us as a podcast, as a unit, as a brand to say, you know what? I'm going to put it on a cart today.
Well, there's two scenarios with that. If you're going degree, I can probably get up to like walking like 85. Anything more than that, I got to strap it to the back of a cart. Reason being is it gets so, especially in our areas, it gets so humid. You just get so sticky and sweaty. And then sweat's running down, and then I can't grip the club, and I just get so heated because
we experienced that at Running Deer at 75 let alone 90.
Mm-hmm. It's more about it's not necessarily the temperature heat. It's more the percentage of the humidity, because it can be 72, it can be 75 degrees, like you said, and the humidity is 100%. And now you're just sweating like crazy.
I agree.
The clothes are sticking to you.
I think at least a couple experiences of being up in New Jersey and playing golf, it was far stickier than the ocean breeze we get down here on Assateague or in Ocean City. But I agree. I still think even down here with the ocean breeze, 85 mm-hmm. is like the limit. It was 94 today when Steve and I got to the golf course at 4:30 in the evening. So we took parts. It was absolutely, it was hot. To say the least.
I guzzled
almost a gallon of water while I was out there, and I still felt dehydrated, and I was riding.
Let me just tell you that if you're walking that and you got to drink a gallon of water during your 4-hour course of a round, you better. I mean, that's a lot of weight to carry.
And with COVID right now, there's no water coolers out there.
No.
And after 4:30, there's no Cart Girl.
That's the worst.
And the bar's closed. So there's no source of water out there. You best believe I'm not walking after 5 o'clock. And there's no chance. Not out there. Yeah. Not when it's 95.
See this gallon tank right here? For those who are
for our podcast listeners, he's holding up a solid, bright, kind of, you know, Tiffany blue Yeti. His girlfriend might have gotten that for him for an early Christmas gift. I think it's Tiffany blue. Oh, that's Tiffany blue. That's a beautiful sight to see. Go to our YouTube page, Enjoy the Walk podcast. Check that one out.
I'll tell you what, I'm not carrying that with my bag. But I brought that because my dad and I played 18 at one of our reciprocal courses. I would say it was about in between 75 and 77 degrees with a slight breeze. It wasn't too humid. It was great. Walked 18, came off. News was going off talking about severe thunderstorms, you know, expected later in the day, you know, be prepared. And that's when it started. And you knew it was coming too, because that's when it got more humid. That's when it got hotter. And then you're sitting there like, oh crap. And then the wind kicks in and then it cools down. And you just see this black cloud just hovering. When we got home, just hovering over. And it poured for a good 20 minutes. I mean, absolutely downpoured. And then luckily we were done. But I had 36 lined up in the day because I was going to play in our Wednesday night game. I'm telling you, it was night and day. Storm ran through, everything was soaked, probably about an hour later, dry as can be. But it cooled down from the storm, and then it just got sticky hot. And when I'm playing in the summertime like that, and I'm going to do 36, at least one of the rounds, I'm going to be put in a cart. Because walking 36, especially like you and I lately, playing golf every day, at least 18, and if you're walking – That's putting a lot on the body.
That's why I wanted to bring this up, because I wanted to be real with our podcast listeners. You know, we constantly talk about being the voice of truth and the voice of, you know, not no bullshit. Well, I'm going to no bullshit our listeners right now. If we're posting some things with carts, I'm playing 36 in a day in 90 degree heat. One of those rounds might happen to be on four wheels. Sorry, not sorry. It's life, you know?
Hey, you can chirp us all you want. We'll fire right back at
it. I'm perfectly fine with getting chirped. Bring it, baby.
My guys, they tell me, man, they said something happened. Oh, I texted the scorecard because I want to get into this round that I had tonight.
Yeah, get me in that money match.
So we played a 10 and 10. $10 net, $10 skins, which I like. If you're playing a $20 game, I like think that way is perfect, because if you have one absolute disastrous hole and you know you're out of the game, at least you can make some money by trying to go after for birdies. So here I am taking a cart. Yes, I said it. I rode on four wheels.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sue me. Anyway, so I get out, birdie the first hole. Okay. Now, let me point. I played absolutely awful when I was with my dad earlier. Terrible. Like, I went to the driving range beforehand and just beat balls for a good 45 minutes just because I was so in my head. Like, here we go. Hit a good drive out there. Flipped a nice little wedge into the green. Decent fit, 12-footer in, birdie. Okay. Hop in the cart. Go to two. I par every hole up in the six. Bogey six because a little lip out. Dang. Okay. Then par out. Even 36 on the front. It was night and day with a span of maybe a couple hours. So this is weird.
Weird. That's golf.
Yeah, that is also golf. So now I know. I was like, there's still 9 holes left to play. And my one partner is like, keep it going, man. Keep it going. You got this. That great front. Thanks. Thank you. Still 9 holes left. Pipe my drive out. Land in the bunker. Like, dang. Thin it out of the fairway bunker and blast it over the green into the woods. Double. Nah, here we go. We're back at it. It's just like earlier. Here we – no big – we're going to have some fun. It's like, all right. Little heated. Don't like doubles. Doubles are more – obviously, I can't
– We don't like doubles. Like,
no. Bogeys I can deal with. You know, you can make those back. Mm-hmm. It's hard to make back doubles and triples and quadruples and so on. Par 11. Get the 12. Hardest hole in the course. Now we're playing the middle tees, so it's a lot shorter. So you can go over the trees. And you remember, it's a big old dog leg, right? Everything slopes back to the water. Huge green, undulated green that also floats towards the water. So everything goes right. I've been playing a little bit of a cut. That was like kind of what was coming off of the driver. So they said, don't fight it, just play it.
Best decision you made all day.
Dude, I'm like, all right, let me just aim right over the tree. I'll have a wedge into the green. Dude, my alignment was off. I hit it dead straight, and it went into like the woods.
Is there anything? All right, let me, I'm gonna stay right there. Is there anything worse than the all dreaded straight ball?
The dreaded straight shot.
Because when you're hitting the cut, especially off a first tee, when you're hitting a cut on the range all morning long, you can't hit anything else than a cut. So you aim down the left side hard down the first hole, and you know where you put it? Left rough, dead straight, never turns.
Yep.
Most frustrating ball in golf, the all-dreaded straight ball.
And everybody just wants to hit a straight shot. Crazy, right? So I'm like, all right, drive up. Can't find it. Drive back to the first tee. Or drive back to the 12th tee. Re-tee. It's like, all right, well, aim same spot. And I just kind of like open the face just a little bit. So I hit like more of a – I go a little bit more right than I wanted to. And I just look. I go, that's wet. Like, here we go. Long story short, I was so heated. I was so pissed off. I was just so – I was frustrated. I was yelling, you name it. I was pissed. Because I walk up, I'm like, that's in the water. And the guy's like, no, I heard it land. Couldn't find it. So we knew where it kind of crossed because he goes, dude, I heard ground and watched it like basically bounce back. It's like, all right, drop my ball, chunk it, get it on the green, 8 on a par 4. And at first I was just, I couldn't find the ball. And I just told myself, I'm just going to X and play for skins. This guy lit a fire up my ass. Like, he was my coach and goes, no, you're not. He goes, what you're going to do is you're going to make your 7 or maybe make your 8, and you're going to get some birdies back, and you're going to get yourself back into this game. I said, okay. Make my quad.
Mentality. I like that mentality.
Yeah.
Never out. Here you go. Never done. Never done.
Go to 13, bogey the par 3, birdie the next 2 holes, bogey, par out, 78. 36, 42. I was playing off a 5 today. Shot net 73. Got myself some cash back, but not enough. But it was just crazy because it comes back to, you know, Kobe Wallace's mental, you know, the mental class that we're taking.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you just never count yourself out. And I know golf is tough. I know it's extremely tough, and it's for the amateur golfer, it's a snowball effect usually of just straight negativity, and it's just, you know, you get an 8 and then it's just so hard to recover back from that. But it is possible. And
I will always say that, like, if you start out bogey, you're in for one of two rounds. You're in for one of two rounds. A quick straighten of the ship on hole 3, or a murderous day where you have no chance of breaking 80. There's no in between. You right that ship early and often, or it's a shit show the rest of the day. Like, I mean, and like you said, it's the amateur golfer woes of an early round stumble, because most of us mentally can't handle it, because we know there's already fallacies in our game to where we say, oh shit, now I got to think about this, that, or the other thing, instead of focusing on just making a good swing. The minute we start, like, minorly self-imploding is the minute we have a very quick decision in our minds to say, well, it's either going to be a good day or today's going to suck. And mm-hmm. and for a lot of amateurs, unfortunately, that day goes sour very quickly.
Yep. And it's crazy, because and you know, I'm at fault to it a lot of the times too, man. You hit one bad shot, I'm expecting the absolute worst score I'm going to get. I'm like, this is a double. When in reality, it could just be a little off in the rough, or a little, you actually have a shot into the green, and or you actually have a swing if you're like in the woods or something like that. And that's what I'm, obviously we know I'm a head case, because I'll text you, I quit. And then the next day I'll text you back, I'm back. And you're just like, love it. But
the amount of, so let's talk about that for 1 second, because the people need to understand, no offense, but how much of a head case Dante's become over the last few weeks. I've gotten I'm back texts. I've gotten the clubs are on eBay texts. I've gotten those texts in the same day during his 36 whole days. I've gotten the I'll never play this game again texts. I've gotten the can't wait to make a tee time tomorrow texts. I've also gotten the I can't wait to regrip my putter, because I know that's the issue. And once I regrip the putter, it's game on. So, I mean, and I'll be honest, you're every freaking amateur golfer out there. Every golfer that plays this game is a head case, just like you. People that say they aren't a head case are afraid to admit it. We're all head cases, but I love how much of a head case you are.
It's bad. Well, that's another problem too, is when you play almost every day, now that, like, there's really not much to really what you 100%. Can do, and luckily we're in golf, what are you going to do? You're going to go play golf. So the more you play can sometimes be worse than not, you know, only playing maybe like twice or three times a week.
I agree with that.
Because you're just, you go out and you can shoot like 78, 78, 80, 81, 92.
There's been days where I've taken like 4 or 5 days off to like just get work done or travel or whatever. And I come back like I haven't missed a beat. And then some of these days, hell, Steve and I played 54 the other day. And then I went and played next day. I just went and played 9. I barely broke 40. And it was an ugly 40. And I was like, mm-hmm. What am I doing? And it's like, sometimes your body just knows when you've had enough too. And we talked about that. Like, sometimes you're just done. Your muscles are done. And golf's a tough sport to continuously play that many days in a row. So it makes these guys so damn good on tour. They play all the time.
And it just goes to show how well in shape they are actually in, for those who don't really know. I mean, like mm-hmm. DJ and Brooks and all of them, they're just constantly in the gym. I mean, I've woken up the past couple of days and my lats are dead. Yep. They are so sore. And I roll out of bed just like hunched over. And I'm sitting there like, oh man, I can't wait to go play golf later.
I mean, dude, that's the same thing. We all do it, man. We all do it. We all say, oh, I'm beat. I'm tired. Hey, did you make that tee time for tomorrow?
Yeah. that's the best to I wanted to speak on that too. I'm texting you all these like ups and downs. And then I'll get a response from Dalton, and he'll be, you'll be like, what time are you playing tomorrow? 8:15. Already had it set.
You try and bullshit me sometimes, dude, and I don't fall for it. The whole eBay thing, the whole I'm done thing. I know you booked, you're in New Jersey, dude. You can't fool me. I know you booked your tee time 5 days in advance. You can't fool me. I know dang well you're playing again tomorrow and the next day and the next
It's great. Oh, man. Love
Fantastic,
it.
Fantastic, man.
That's what makes it so much fun, too.
It is. It's 100%, man. We all know we're going back for more. Whether it's more punishment or more joy, we all know we're going back for more.
That's what my dad said today. He goes, you're glutton for punishment today, aren't you? I said, yep.
We all play golf, don't we? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I love it. You're going to be a glutton for punishment here when you come down to us too, man. I'm excited to, you know, kind of tell everyone. We'll be seeing Dante here soon, whether specific days haven't been figured out. But I know next week sometime we'll have the New Jersey man down on the Eastern Shore, and we'll be playing the courses down here. And I'm sure Steve will be along for the ride. So, guys, we'll be pumping out content. I'm certain of it because I just got a drone. And let me tell you, I'm a nerd about it. So, you know, Dalton Drone, Dalton Digital. I don't know what you want to call it, but we're going to be live and we're going to be on the drone more often than not here getting some stellar golf content.
Digital Dalton.
I don't know what you want to call it. Maybe the listeners can help us, but it's double D something. I don't know. Double Dalton Digital, double D Digital. I don't know. What do you want to call it?
I don't know.
Double D's drones?
Let them figure it out. All right, let the viewers figure it out.
We'll let the fans figure it out. But
the listeners.
I'm excited to have you down. And
you can
and
make up your own damn – I'm not making up no name for you. You can figure that out. All right,
fair enough. I'm excited to have you down here, man. I'm excited to – you've been down here before. You've played a couple of the courses down here, but not for a long time. Not for a long, long time.
Yeah, it was actually a buddy's trip of, like, my dad's friends. They always did this big Ocean City, Maryland trip. They usually played like 3 days, go down, drink beers, you know, the whole nine, the standard 3 day weekend golf bender. So, as you would say, but always went down to Ocean City, Maryland. Some of the courses I've played, like the one you belong to, Glenn Riddle, played that one. What else is down there? Never played Rum Point. You're usually on there a lot.
Rum Point, my buddy Steve's out there. We play there a lot. We'll get you in Lighthouse Sound too, which is right there in Bishopville, which is on the backside of Ocean City. It's right across the bay side of Ocean City. Really cool course there. Last time, actually, Steve and I just played that the other day, and the wind was whipping like 40, 50 miles per hour. It's a beast of a course when it's whipping. It's kind of like some of the old Linksy courses over in Scotland. When the wind whips, you're not breaking par. When it's calm, you can go really low. It's one of those courses. So it's pretty neat there. And then we'll get you out in just kind of like the little, I would call it a little Muni, but it's not a Muni, but it's part of the membership. And it's right here in Salisbury, Nutters. Little tracks. Like, I think the longest tees are like 6,500, but it's always in phenomenal shape. So that's a cool course too. But yeah, we'll definitely get you on both the Riddle courses. We'll get you out near the beach, and we're moving the stage too for Maryland as well. So restaurants will be starting to open. We'll get you in some good eats down here too, and we'll give the fans what they want. We'll cover Ocean City, Maryland. We'll cover the Eastern Shore, and kind of show the people our little slice of heaven down here, and show you around while we're at it.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Excited for that.
Awesome, man.
Excited for phase two, man. I just want to go out to eat, just get a drink, get like a burger or something.
You, me, and Isaiah. I know Isaiah is a burger man. We are all excited to be, you know, in the realm of just getting back to, if we want to go out to eat, we can go eat. If we want to go out to just do what we want to outside, you know, do it. Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's exciting. It's a glimpse of hopefully completely getting back to normal sooner rather than later. So
Guys, I really appreciate y'all tuning in. In the next week or so here, we're going to have a couple kind of exciting guests, you know, in the golf industry. And as always, you know, we will keep you tuned in to what's happening in the golf industry as things, you know, turn on again. We flip the switch and get back to professional golf. We get back to the golf industry as a whole, seeing a more normal state of affairs. And, you know, as always, guys, share it. Get out there, carry your clubs, and enjoy the walk. And if you're like us and it's above 90 degrees, you know, do what you got to do. Thanks, guys, for listening. As always, you can find us at Enjoy the Walk Pod on Instagram and Twitter, www.enjoythewalkpod.com for all of our latest news, our merchandise, and things as the such. And yeah, just appreciate y'all listening. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy the walk.
One shot at a time.